So the Torah at the end of the parsha says, "Rokim nisas avim." When it comes to Akedah, so let's ask three questions. So the first question is that the word nisayon seems to be connected to another word in Hebrew, the word nes, a miracle. So what's the connection between a test and a miracle? And then second question, the word nisayon also seems to be connected to the word nes, which also means a banner. So like, what's the connection between a nisayon, a test, and a banner? And the third question is, why is it that Avram Avinu was tested 10 times? What's the significance of the fact that Avram was tested 10 times? What about Yitzhak and Yaakov? The Gemara teaches they're also tested. Why is it that we specifically focus on the fact that Avram Avinu was tested 10 times? So perhaps we can explain as follows. The Ramban writes, in the very beginning, Parakaf Beis, that the reason why Avram Avinu was tested was in order to bring out Avram Avinu's potential, meaning that Avram Avinu had so much potential within him, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want it to remain his potential. Avram Avinu wanted him to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Avram to actualize it. When Avram Avinu actualized that potential, he was a nes, he was abandoned to the rest of the world. He's a demonstration for the fact that a person is able to transcend this physical world and able to become a godly person. And in that sense, that's why the word nisayon is connected to the word nes, meaning a miracle, because when a person overcomes a challenge in life, when a person overcomes difficulties, and committing a miracle because they're rising above their nature. And that's what Avram Avinu did. He rose above his nature when he overcame his tests, and therefore he committed a miracle, but he was also a nes, he was also a banner to everyone else, demonstrating the fact that the person has the ability to overcome challenges and has the ability to overcome and transcend this physical world. And for this reason, Malbim explains, why is it that Avram Avinu was tested 10 times and that the Torah doesn't record Yitzhak and Yaakov's tests? Because Avram Avinu was the first. Avram Avinu was the Av of all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore he is imparting to his descendants the fact that they're also going to be tested as well. And the message is that we're also all descendants of Avram Avinu. In the same way Avram Avinu was tested 10 times, the Torah only records Avram Avinu's tests. But guess what? We're also being tested multiple times throughout our lives, and we have to respond like Avram Avinu, that when we have to demonstrate the fact that we're able to overcome those challenges, we have to overcome the difficulties that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. But when we do that, then we're a nes, we're overcoming, we're a banner, but we're also performing a nes, we're also performing a miracle because we're rising above our natures. So essentially, when we're tested for our lives, we're committing a miracle when we overcome those challenges, but we're also a nes in the sense that we're a banner, we're demonstrating the fact that we really are able to transcend this physical world and to become and reach higher planes. And I think this message is true more than ever now, obviously with everything going on in Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing the Klal Yisrael, he's testing the Jewish people, but we have to respond like Avram Avinu. We have to rise above our nature, we have to be mispalo, and when we do that, then we're going to also be performing, we're also going to be a nes, we're going to be a banner, we're going to demonstrate to the world that we are able to transcend this physical world, that we believe in something higher, and that we're going to be the ones that are going to demonstrate and be the physical representation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world.